Hi everyone, and welcome to tonight's call on receiving abundance. Now I know that this is the perfect time for you, whether you're listening to this recording live or down the road, or you're listening to it months from now. Okay, love, so I'm gonna get you to begin by finding a nice cozy place for you to either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. Okay, beginning here with means of breathing now, taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. And using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into the cushion below. Okay, love. So the first thing I see when I bring the group into Mindscape is a pretty vivid image of the left side of the body, the feminine half, curled up into the fetal position. And the right-hand side, the masculine side, is this stone wall energy. And I'm zooming right on into where the fire element meets the water element at the inner, it's called the inner canthus of the eye, the inner corner of the eye. And the idea here is that it's putting out your fire, so to speak, a little too strongly. So we need to make sure that as fire flows into water, that all the chi isn't literally going up in smoke, but rather that it's able to transition and be used by this bladder meridian that it's transitioning into. And this happens at about 3 p.m. every afternoon. So we have a transitional time that often people will feel a little sluggish in, or they'll just feel like their energy has gone downhill for some reason. Okay. So going back into left versus right now, we're going to take a look at where this is happening on the left-hand side. And again, we're looking at that imagery of the fetal position happening here on the feminine side. And we're going into that time when you were very content to be at one with mom in the womb, and there's this craving of wanting that simpler time back, or time when things were easier. At a time when it seemed effortless to simply have all your needs, or most of them anyways, met, to simply receive all you needed. And there's this idea here of innocence being tainted in some way, shape, or form as I begin to see toxins circulating throughout the system as it's coming down through the umbilical cord, as mom is either smoking or in a smoky environment, but there's a inhaling of a copious amount of nicotine that's in her environment that's impacting you. And now there's this belief system that's arising that with the good comes the bad. And it began here almost to set the stage for the duality of the world that you were about to enter at birth that had already really begun. And that led to the understanding later on that life was just a series of toxins that you had to endure, that you had to inhale, that you had to receive. And that was a hop, skip, and a jump into the belief system that receiving is poisonous. AKA receiving is lethal. And a slippery slope, then, obviously, into receiving is death. Okay, so that's it for the left-hand side. That imagery is fading into the background, and lighting up now is that right-hand side, that stony side of as a masculine half. There's actually a past life here of being frozen in fear. To the point that it was actually like fatal. But it was a chronic thing, it wasn't an immediate thing. It was frozen in fear and not taking the actions that you needed to take in order to meet your basic survival requirements. And there's this idea or this tremendous fear that if you did, you'd be dead. So it was really a situation of damned if you do and damned if you don't. Yeah, it's really vague. I just see this image in the background, though, of some sort of a tyrant that could never be pleased. And there really just was no way out here. Okay. And interestingly enough, the death came about with an actual suffocation of this tyrant that was. Another choice of words might be like a kind of a master-slave situation. So the strangulation, suffocation to the death. And set up the stage now for this hesitancy to really receive chi through the lungs and oxygen through the airway passages. And it's leading into the understanding that strangulation and suffocation, and it's obviously contorted here, are the ways to get your needs met. So it created a situation of some sort in your life where you're literally choking yourself to try to get your needs met and it's not working, it's failing. For some of you, that might be in relationship. Others, it may be more prominent in work, business, financial situations. So we're literally going into this and working with permissions here and giving yourself permission to accept breath, to accept life. Along with increasing basic circulation of all those healing resources for the lungs and the lung meridian, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph, the drainage of our waste, our toxins, our gunk, our low self-esteem. Chi, the vitality, consciousness, the essence of our awareness, down into the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, and even into circulation of hormones, hydration, the absorption of water and joy, that is, and the balance of sensuality and sexuality. Yeah, all of this is linking into the liver, and the liver is the processor of our karma. So it's the processor of our day-to-day events and the sort of leveling mechanism in the universe. So it also is the center of our boundaries. And we're looking at finding a different way of coping with life and dealing with life besides craving, going back into the innocence or the naivete of childhood and ignoring what you need to do to get your needs met, as well as the other extreme of stonewalling what you are feeling and rigidly, just dogmatically doing what has to be done because that's what everyone says has to be done. So it's setting the boundary here of finding another way. Defined by the consciousness of seamlessness, and as they say that, it's so cool. The midline of the body, imagine that the pelvis could cough, much like the lungs would cough, and the pelvis is literally coughing up this old dust right up the midline of the body. It's exiting, and much like we would dust off an old dusty museum to reveal the treasures within. It's creating a seamless energy so that the two halves can join together and reveal those inner riches of your inner treasures within you. And now we're heading into the left hip, and we're working with all the different tendons and ligaments that are here, and we're giving them permission to relax. It felt like there was just this chronic tension built up in the proprioceptors here, which tell the brain where the body is in space, that it was on overload and the brain couldn't actually make heads or tails of what needed to happen because it was overwhelmed with feedback. And as we do that, it actually sets an unwinding pattern through the body mind. Now, even though we're working on the left hip, some of you might notice this more strongly on the other side, as one compensates for the other. Now, it's rising up the body into the shoulders and the jaw as these also compensate for each other, hips, shoulders, and jaw. And just like a really bendy pole blowing in the wind, it feels like the entire midline of the body is just wavering back and forth, and it's not really sure. Part of it's way over to the left, and part of it swings back over to the right. And it's having a difficult time feeling really centered. So we're actually going to link it into the Sushumna, which is the energy channel that runs in our midline of our body. And it carries our basic nervous system energy, or life force, really, that animates the body mind. And then for the spine itself, where we're giving it permission to stand tall, to be tall. The spine, in many ways, is thought to be much like an antenna to receive a certain type of consciousness. It'll go through different postures. And it's like it was wavering so much it couldn't tune in to the radio station that it needed to, and it was just chronically in scan mode, picking up one and then the next and the next, and not really holding still in any one area. to receive the messages that it needed to. Yeah, that's sinking into the heart meridian, which travels down both arms, the inside of them, down into the pinky fingers, and it creates this nice circuit throughout the entire upper body. Beautiful harmonization happens here when the meridian is in flow. All right, loves, we're going to tap here. Give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, beautiful. And then now we're working with this habit pattern of craving this, having to dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and begin again. And of course, there's a natural ebb and flow of the ups and downs in life. But there's this idea of having to sabotage yourself just so you can begin again. And when you begin again, then there's all those achievements and then the high that comes from that. And there's, interestingly enough, also a high that comes from losing it all. That the body mind is craving. So we're going to go and actually address this with cellular repair, and it helps to restore cells back to their full potential of health at the level of the genetic code. So when we are working here in this way with y'all, some of you are gonna notice it more of it being an inherited thing from mom's side, and some of you will notice it as being more from dad's side, and some of you lucky ducks are actually getting it from both sides. So know that regardless, we're addressing it throughout the family lineage, and we're actually gonna go back 5 generations throughout those sides. And simultaneously, we're going to address an allergy to it's more than getting what you want, it's getting what you want with ease. So it's if the immune system rejects that last part in particular with ease. With that, we're going to do an emotional release of, it's just a general tension. We don't even need to label it any more than that, coming off of the sternum. It's just got this idea of that life will just always disappoint you in the end. Okay, so it's now allowing for this upper body to breathe easy. And then we're headed to the hips. It's as if they're both trying to do their own thing and neither one of them is interested in cooperation and working with the other. So we're going to introduce this idea of teamwork and collaboration to the hips as they must be a team with the pelvis and with each other. And we're going to enhance communication here between the two sides by linking them into Mercury. So this is in retrograde right now, but I don't really feel like that's so much the energy of what we're working with as it is simply repairing the general communication here. Mercury also rules the relationships of your neighbors, and think of your pelvis as being like neighbors to each other. And it doesn't really work if they're screaming at each other about, you know, whose trash cans got left out or whatever those neighborly gripes kind of are. Okay, and it also doesn't work if one is just doormatting to the other and doing what the other one wants all the time. So we're finding a foundation here that involves a sense of calm and assertive behavior. And to help that out, we're going to link it into the solar plexus chakra, which rules our confidence and our sense of personal power. Okay, in parallel here, or think of that just meaning at the same time as this part, we're going to do another part. And this is heading right to the low back. On the left-hand side, the muscle here is the quadratus lumborum. And then more towards the front body, well, it's a bit more, I guess, in the midline, really, or not midline towards the spine, but the middle of between the front body and the back body on the left-hand side, the psoas muscle. And we're working with the balance of them working together as a team as well. It's like one gets tight and the other has to get tighter, and then the other gets tighter and the other gets tighter. And as a result, the whole hip is just being held higher than it needs to. So we're going to drop it down and back. And then we're linking all of that into the wood element, which does help to rule those tendons and ligaments and helps with expansion, as well as movement. So it's allowing for all the tissues and fascia to glide and move over each other. Sinking into the left ovary, which is the ruler of our willpower and our sense of survival, really. So it represents our feminine nature. So we're working with that feminine will, that feminine drive to survive and thrive. And we're think of this as an emotional release or a severing from a bundle of belief systems, kind of on steroids. I don't know how to do it on my own. And then that's sinking into where the neck joins the rib cage and the back body at the C7 T1 vertebral junction. So right in the midline of the spine here, we're working with this bundle of belief systems. Those of you more familiar with body talk might call it a secondary matrix, an invasive one. And it's actually got a really interesting consciousness representing whatever it is that's holding you back. And the location of it is on the governing vessel 14 acupuncture point, which is one of the strongest yang or masculine energy points in the whole entire body mind. So it's actually messing with your relationship to your inner masculine, which represents your power, your ability to take practical action and move forward. So we're severing you from this, and as we unhook it from all the areas that it's been drawing energy from, we are, in essence, opening up the front body to be able to literally move forward in the corresponding area where the neck joins onto the rib cage in the front body. Is highlighting homework here on a physical level to engage in either a mild heart opener. So if you're familiar with yoga, you likely already know what those are. And if you're not, think of it as lying on like a rolled up towel or a bolster that is running down the length of your spine, but it ends at the heart so that your head ends up falling more open and it opens up your front body. Or I should say, your head ends up falling further towards the ground, but it opens up the front body. And, or doing a chest stretch. So, if you have a favorite stretch that you use to stretch your pec muscles, one of my favorites is standing beside a wall, placing my hand at shoulder height, and then my arm is pressed against that wall, and my body rotates away from the wall as I begin to open up my chest. And then raising my hand up, maybe about a foot, so it's at about a 30-degree angle or so, and repeating that stretch. It'll get into a different part of that muscle, and then doing that on both sides. But you may have your own that you really like. So it's highlighting a physical release of that in some way, shape, or form. So pick anything that appeals to you. And tuning into that daily for the next 7 days, knowing that it can be different every day. Or it could be the same for all 7 days. So see what your body is asking for and let it dictate what it most wants and needs from you. All right, loves, we're going to tap here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, next up, we're working with this habit pattern of self-denial. So if you can begin to just simply scan without overly efforting, see what pops up more than going to look for it. Any area of your life in which you feel like you're denying yourself something, or perhaps a few things, or even a lot of things. And then looking at all the payoffs that you get from that self-denial and all the cons as well. And we're looking here at really balancing out this idea that you have to like not allow yourself or disallow yourself to do certain things because that's what you've been told is right, or that's what has to be because of some idea that you picked up a while back and have just clung to without ever really re-examining it. And we're literally going to unveil that all, and as we do so, I know that this is hooked into the right atrium. It's hooked into literally the soul. So think of this as unveiling your soul or exposing your soul. Which in Chinese medicine is actually governed by the liver, and it's connected to where the liver rules the way qi, which surrounds your entire skin, your external body mind. So it's hooked literally into the skin. Interesting side note, it's often said that when we undress, it's literally the bearing of your soul. If you're doing it consciously and taking off the clothes, meaning taking off the mask with the identities that you've been wearing, clothing being just one of those masks. You certainly don't need to disrobe to do that. We're challenging. This idea, though, that you need to continually need to deny yourself to get your needs met, which is just sheer contradictory type of thinking. So think of this as exposing that and allowing for a different perspective to arise with that. So as we work with the Wei Qi and begin to transmute any of the karma that's here around this topic for you, you may notice yourself in the next few days either needlessly clinging to old ways or tossing the old ways out and going for something different altogether. And whichever direction you go will be perfect. We're simply highlighting all of this so that it can unhook. The processing, this is, pardon me, the processing for this will actually continue for the next 3 days. All right, loves, we're gonna tap here. Give yourself some slow, deep breaths. And just as I said that, it wants to integrate by hooking into the pancreas reflex points or spleen 21, an acupuncture point on the left-hand side of the rib cage that allows us to take up the sugar or joy as its metaphor or the sweetness in life. So to feel embraced by our universe. So breathing here as we tap. Okay, everyone, beautiful. Feel free to take all the time that you need to stay with this and process this. Courtesies would be wonderful to continue to support yourself throughout the next few days. A couple times a day would be beautiful. And of course, the other pieces that we mentioned, do let me know how you get on with those pieces of homework and home care. And if you have any questions, comments, queries, don't hesitate to give me an email, a text, a Facebook, whatever is easiest for you. Okay. Thanks to everyone for the opportunity to work with y'all in this way. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. Bye for now.